At a public meeting on August 29th, the Amherst Island Community Alliance presented their 2023 census results. The main issue noted by residents was the ferry. Other issues noted at the presentation included trailers and Airbnbs on the island, as well as a lack of an evacuation plan in case of a wildfire. There were also a fair amount of positive notes to come from the presentation as well. Amherst Island Community Alliance board member Kirk Corkery explained how life on the island is back to normal after the pandemic.
We measured people going to the various different attractions on the island, the museum, the Owl Woods, the art galleries, the waterside concerts, as pre-COVID, during COVID, and post-COVID. And the data is showing that, to all intents and purposes, we have gone through COVID and we're back up to pre-COVID levels. In fact, waterside is above their pre-COVID level. So we've returned to a state of normalcy, which is a good thing. Very pleased to see that happen.
Corkery noted that the Alliance was happy with the amount of information and responses gathered from residents.
Overall, pleased with how it came out. You know, over 200 responses clearly makes it statistically valid for the number of people that are on the island. You know, I got 146 households or individuals represented on the permanent side and 60 on the seasonal side. So that's quite a good sampling of what's there. And I've got very high level of confidence in what it's come back to us in terms of data.
Corkery also spoke about the changes in population and island culture since their last census in 2019.
Compared to 2019, it predicted a shift of population. That shift did happen, but the island culture really has not changed with the new arrivals. The permanents and seasonal residents are very much aligned in the way that they look at things. There's no differences.
On the census, the island scored a 4.4 out of 5 in terms of satisfaction with island life. Amherst Island Community Alliance board member Kirk Corkery explained just how big of a concern the ferry is for island residents.
Out of the 455 issues that were listed as our top three, the ferry came in at 153. Out of the 400, so it's huge. And it was issues about the operations, the crew, the cost, the new ferry not working, lineups, traffic, the construction trucks, delays, you know, all sorts of issues with the ferry. But overall, 153 items that people said, this is one of my top three priorities. So it's a big issue on the island.
Corkery explained how wildfires factor into the Alliance's concerns about the ferry.
Our concern is, when you look at the news reports of what's going on in BC and Northern Ontario and Northern Quebec, if we had to evacuate the island, how could that happen? You got a lot of cars, but nowhere to get them. And there's no emergency plan to evacuate the island. And that's a concern of the Alliance.
Residents identified over 55 issues on the island while completing the census. Other than the overwhelming responses regarding the ferry, the Alliance also noted concerns surrounding trailers and rental properties on the island. Board member Kirk Corkery explained the issue.
Trailers and rental properties seem to be becoming an issue of concern. For example, people who have a trailer don't get a permit to bring in a building, but deposit one of those shipping containers because they don't get taxed on that. They've got a well, they've got a power to the trailer, but they're paying it as if it's vacant land. That's starting to bother people, along with sometimes the behavior of people who are visitors to the island through these Airbnbs and other rentals.
The census also helped identify changes in population since the last one in 2019. Corkery explained these housing trends.
Last time round, we had found that about 10% of the people were expecting to sell within 5 years, and about 20% were thinking about it, but were still uncertain. And we did see that change. 13% of the permanents are new to the island in the last 4 years, and about 15 to 20% of the seasonals are new. hasn't changed the attitudes on the island at all. When we look at the question, do you expect to sell in the next 5 years? It's about half of what it was 4 years ago. So there's going to be a lot less turnover on the island.
Results of the census also showed a high number of volunteers on the island.
Significant number of people on the island, like over 20%, are volunteering, close to 30, in fact, in some form or capacity, either on the island or in Loyalist or elsewhere. That is huge in terms of the normal population. Normally, if in any town you get 10% of people volunteering, that's a big number. And it means you've got a very engaged community. So the fact that we've got such a large number of the people here volunteering, that means it's a really engaged community.
With all the information they took in, the Alliance is looking at steps to move forward. Corkery explained some of the steps.
As we go forward, there's a very high degree of satisfaction about the island, which makes any change difficult because people go, hey, change is going to make it not better, it's going to make it worse. So when you're already 4.4 out of 5, you got to be able to sell that change. What we had said in 2019 continues to be the case. The island trend overall is one of evolution, not revolution. Small, slow changes are totally acceptable, but if somebody wanted to come in with a radical change implemented quickly, they better be able to demonstrate positive benefits well in advance so that it didn't upset the overall fabric of the island.
The Amherst Island Community Alliance is currently compiling the results into a postable slideshow presentation. It will be posted on the Amherst Island website in early September. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.